This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the new Nissan-based Mitsubishi EV. End of the US EV tax credit and Rivian posts positive results. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you which storied supercar maker has delayed the reveal of its full EV until 2026. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. My name is Martin Lee, and it's my job to go through every EV story so you don't have to. There is now so much happening in the world of electric vehicles and everything around it that I go through all of that. And you can save the time. You can even support the show if you want to via Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. The new podcast producer that just signed up is Ryan. That'll be Ryan Keys. Thank you, my friend. Ryan is a new producer of the show. You can be like Ryan by clicking on a link in the show notes. Right, the new Mitsubishi EV will look a lot like a Nissan because, well, it's based on the new Nissan Leaf. Not that we have the new Nissan Leaf yet, but Mitsubishi is adding two new electric vehicles to its global lineup. They will launch in the second half of next year. This is one of them coming to the US, and it will have a lot of Nissan DNA. The US-bound EV will be the new Nissan Leaf with Mitsubishi colours. The crossover will reach dealerships in the US and Canada by summer next year and will share the design of the new Leaf, featuring a similar shape and LED lights, the main difference being the branding. The vehicle uses Nissan's CMF-EV platform. Found in the new Nissan Leaf, it has a single electric motor, so there won't be an all-wheel drive version of the Mitsubishi or the Nissan, like the slightly larger Nissan Ariya has, the e4ORCE version. E-Force, they want me to say. That's not how they spell it. Mitsubishi plans for the crossover to have a driving range of 300 miles and will include a NACS charging port, J3400 as standard. Besides the North American crossover, Mitsubishi is working with Foxconn to develop another EV for Australia. Okay, let's move on. Despite claims that the clean vehicle incentives are around that to create jobs in Republican states and reduce emissions, Congress looks like they are highly likely to end the EV tax credit. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana said in a Bloomberg interview, and I quote, "I think there is a better chance we kill it than save it," end quote. Well, this move reflects trends in countries like Germany and China, which have cut their EV incentives recently. In the US, removing tax credits aims to fund the president's tax reduction plan, according to the White House. Eliminating the incentive is not certain. Representatives from states with EV manufacturing plants, which typically are all red states in the US, probably should, if they're representing their voters, oppose and resist the change. And the narrow Republican majority in the Senate could affect the decision. Maybe a bit of bargaining going on behind the scenes to get some, they should cut some deals for other things that they want. If the tax credit is removed, the EV market could face major disruption. The affordable EV sector also faces challenges. Tariffs. For one, companies like Ford, GM and Stellantis often make lower margin models in Mexico to stay profitable. Models such as the Jeep Wagoneer S, the Chevy Blazer, Chevy Equinox, Ford Mustang Mach-E are all assembled in Mexico. With a 25% tariff now coming in on all imported vehicles and no tax credits, these models could hurt more than others. All right, let's talk Rivian, an EV maker that I'm so happy to say is doing very well, just posting their latest results, sharing their financial report for the first quarter of 2025. The key highlight, I think at least, is the gross profit of $206 million. Many people have said that Rivian, following Tesla, is the one company that has the best chance of making it. Well, I wouldn't rule out Lucid, because they're backed by the Saudis, and they've got a couple of quid, haven't they? Either way, I'm delighted to see not only Rivian making incredible vehicles and software, and doing those deals with the likes of Volkswagen, etc., but also making money. We want companies like that to be successful, not teetering on the edge, marking the company's second profitable quarter as well, and its highest so far. $92 million came from automotive, $114 million from software and services. Rivian also saw an 85% rise in cash flow from operating activities in Q1 compared to the same period last year. The company cut the cost of goods sold by $22,500 per vehicle delivered in Q1 versus the same quarter last year. During the first 3 months of the year, Rivian delivered 8,500 R1Ss and R1Ts, and they did update the annual delivery forecast for between 40 and 46,000 vehicles. Looking ahead, Rivian said that they will expect an adjusted loss between $1.7 and $1.9 billion for the year, because they're putting massive investments into the R2 line. Should we talk about that? That's a good idea. Nice segue to the next story. Rivian will keep the starting price of the upcoming R2 models. The R2 crossover, they want to start at $45,000, despite tariffs, according to the founder and CEO, RJ Scaringe. He said, and I quote, "This is important for us, and there's a number of variables that we are actively working on," end quote. The R2 is smaller. It's more of a mass market crossover that Rivian sees as the key to its growth. I think we all see the R2s as the key to the growth. It'll come in a single motor, a dual motor, and a tri-motor variant with a range of over 300 miles or almost 500 Ks. In a letter to shareholders yesterday, Rivian confirming it will start production of the R2. Their facility in Normal, Illinois, will make it in the first half of next year, and they're on track. Scaringe noting that Rivian has enough time to adjust to new trade policies before production starts. To address tariff issues, Rivian will source batteries domestically. Initially, the R2 will use batteries from LG Energy Solution in South Korea. And by early 2027, the batteries will be sourced from a facility in Arizona. But what about the R2 progress? Well, they've actually been really good at telling us a few, well, I would say it's not been load, but it's been dribs and drabs in terms of information coming out. The founder and CEO, RJ, sharing an image online of the upcoming R2 electric vehicle on the production line. It's the third update of the R2 we've had recently, showing Rivian's third model is close to full production. Rivian reports the R2 validation builds, as they're called. The validation builds are now happening in Normal, with expanded production planned for next year, of course. After the quarterly report was released, Scaringe posted some images of the validation builds on social media, offering a detailed look at vehicle development. And I'm no expert, but These look like great vehicles, and they're being made on the lines. The lines are ready. The vehicles are coming off them. The two images that we saw, one with the caption, "Validation builds for R2 are progressing on our pilot line. Can't wait for R2. The post received mostly positive feedback. One user asked about the all-black wheel seen in the images, and Scaringe explained they are only for development and validation vehicles. Rivian aims to tackle production challenges in Normal as it works on its new 1.1 million square foot building manufacturing expansion for R2 over the next year. Okay, now let's talk Tesla Model Y launching the new entry-level trim. Tesla has officially released its most affordable version of Model Y, and yet, at least the new version, so-called Juniper, long-range rear-wheel drive in several markets. Since the launch in March, Tesla's offered the Launch Series Edition based on the Juniper platform, followed by the long-range all-wheel drive. Well, the new long-range rear-wheel drive trim starts at $44,900 before the federal tax credit or any local and state incentives. It has a driving range of 357 miles or 574 kilometers, and it'll do a top speed of 125 miles an hour, 0 to 60, 5.4 seconds. It's a rear-wheel drive car that is properly rapid. You know, 5.4 seconds is more than anyone really probably should do on public roads. I mean, we kind of think, well, you know, 5.5 seconds, that's slow by Tesla standards. I mean, it's not, but also they kind of did redefine the straight line expectation of an EV, didn't they? In comparison, the long range all wheel drive will do it in 4.6 seconds, but it won't go as far. It'll only do 327 miles, not 357. Deliveries are set to begin within 3 to 5 weeks. Okay, staying with Tesla, and Tesla's going to start a pilot program that changes supercharger rates based on real-time usage and how busy the supercharger stations are. Well, before, Tesla used a fixed pricing schedule. Sometimes it was the same price 24/7. More recently, it's been a schedule defining peak and off-peak hours based on expected usage, and sometimes not just peak and off-peak, sometimes multiple zones per day, if you like. And if you did turn up in the middle of the night, you could get some proper cheap charging on Tesla superchargers. The new system is being tested at 10 locations and will adjust pricing according to current demand. This sounds awfully like something like Uber, where the pricing can change according to demand. Well, let's hope there's no price gouging. Let's hope that you're not on your way to a busy Tesla supercharger and all of a sudden the price goes, you know, $2 a kilowatt hour or something. They start ripping you off. I don't think that would happen. I think the negative publicity, like Uber had all the negative publicity with, you know, price surges and stuff like that in busy areas, it's not really worth the pushback, the negative publicity. But with the model, supercharger costs may actually drop lower than they are at the moment during low activity times, encouraging people to charge off peak, encouraging people to maybe go to less busy superchargers, maybe take a detour, see some sites they hadn't seen before, maybe go a little bit out of their way because you're going to get much cheaper charging. Prices might rise, though, when demand is high, even in off-peak times. Of course, holiday periods are the thing that I immediately think about. What would that be on Thanksgiving weekend and things like that? So let's wait and see. Despite the change, Tesla says the average cost of a supercharging session, the average cost will overall probably stay about the same. Customers will see the final price before starting a charge, but if you turn up with a very low state of charge, well, it's kind of Hobson's choice, isn't it? Like, you're charging or you're not. And there will be no price changes once your charge begins. I would think that's obvious, but just to reassure you on that, Tesla plans to collect feedback from the pilot. If it works well, they could expand it to everywhere. I think it's a great idea. Another example of how Tesla can do this because of the way that they have the cars and the chargers, and it's all fully vertically integrated. And so this is one of the areas that Tesla, you know, although they've had a bumpy ride lately, I think can excel. Because actually, if it means that you're turning up to a station where you know isn't as busy, or you're doing it intentionally off peak, you could save yourself a load of money. And also, it helps smooth things out, doesn't it? Because if everybody turns up at the same time on Thanksgiving, well, then, of course, you're going to get queues. That's a bad experience, whether it's Tesla superchargers or any other network. You're having a bad customer experience. You're waiting. And, of course, then you can have things like demand charges on the grid. I'm no expert on that, but, you know, when I've done interviews with people on these things, it can get enormously expensive for a CPO, a charge point operator, like Tesla is with the supercharger network. And so anything you can do to smooth it out with a bit of battery backup with this, I think it's a brilliant bit of innovation. Let's see how it works. I hope it nudges consumer behaviour, a bit like, you know, your electricity company these days. I know Octopus do it for me. Just try and nudge you into this. Oh, we're going to be a bit busy tomorrow at 5 o'clock because it's not looking very windy in the UK. So do you want to do your washing tonight? And we'll give you a little, you know, incentive. And it's never megabucks. But it's less than a push. It's like, hey, you can still use your electricity if you want. It might be a little more expensive. Or maybe it's the same price, but it's cheaper if you put your washing on overnight. And they're just trying sort of little gentle nudges to change your behaviour. I find, you know, that works for me and it works for us, particularly with the car charging as well. Hey, charge your car tonight. If you don't charge it tomorrow, we'll give you a credit. They've done that recently. Should appear on my bill at some point. And that, again, absolutely worked. I don't care. When we were about 25% state of charge, fine, I'll charge it tonight and not tomorrow. So these little things that you can do just to gently change behaviour. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Leap Motor and Waymo as well. Stick around. Back in a Waymo. Sorry. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So you can be like our latest producer, Ryan. Check out the Patreon page, patreon.com/evnewsdaily, and support the work that I do. If you get any value at all, whether it's entertainment, doubtful, or whether it is information from this podcast. I'd appreciate you having a look at that. Hyundai is next in the news, introducing new features to make EV charging easier. In March, the company announced all EV owners who bought or leased their vehicles before January 31st this year in the US would get a free J3400 adapter for Tesla superchargers. On Tuesday this week, Hyundai launched Plug and Charge and in-app charging to simplify the process. Users can now find and pay for charging sessions directly through the My Hyundai app with BlueLink, removing the need for any third-party apps or tapping your credit card. The app helps drivers locate a charging station, navigate to them, and monitor charging in real time. Users can also send charger locations from the app to the car, which will be standard these days, but it's good. We should be doing that. These options work with various networks like Tesla, Iona, ChargePoint, EVgo, and more. Plug and Charge is not available on EVgo, but otherwise everywhere else. Hyundai's first launched, with the new IONIQ 5, and the upcoming IONIQ 9 as well. Their first three-row SUV gets it too. Let's talk Leap Motor, the company in China backed by Stellantis and Leap Motor International, the European joint venture, which is 51% owned by Stellantis, so not a Chinese company. It's doing some interesting things. Well, Leap Motor in China announced 18,000 orders during China's Golden Week holiday from May the 1st to May the 5th. And 18,000 orders in 5 days surpassed even their own expectations, they say. On Monday this week, a bank holiday here and a national holiday in many places, beginning of May, almost 4,000 orders for Leap Motors alone. Sales director in Shanghai for Leap Motor saying the auto show in Shanghai has inspired many people after seeing their vehicles to make a purchasing decision, and that many domestic brands at the Shanghai Auto Show decided to take advantage of realizing that Tesla would be completely absent from the show to really go big in terms of how much they're trying to fight Tesla in China. And it seems to be working, to be honest with you. I mean, it was working before the Shanghai Auto Show, don't get me wrong. The domestic brands are very, very popular now, particularly with younger buyers in China. Geely reported 31,000 sales of the Galaxy electric vehicles during the five-day holiday. In April, Galaxy delivered 96,000 units to domestic customers. Leap Motor and Geely's Galaxy models are all priced below about $20,000 equivalent, but they do come with quite advanced ADAS systems and in-car entertainment as well. In the first quarter of the year, in Jan, Feb, March, Tesla deliveries in China were down 22% to the lowest level in 3 years in China. Tesla didn't attend the biennial Auto Shanghai for the second time in a row, and many of the domestic car makers taking aim at Tesla, realizing that Tesla, very popular in China, they're really going for them, both in terms of making better cars, but also selling them for like half the price. And we all know how those Chinese cars are made. We know, with the much cheaper labor, with the support of central government, very cheap loans, with Chinese companies, and in fact, entire areas or entire, you know, zones within areas, let's say, strongly encouraged to buy certain brands. You know, so in Leap Motors' home area, in BYD's area, in NIO's area, everyone around there that works in the supply chain, all the factories that crop up around the car makers, let's say that they are encouraged strongly to buy those brands, much as the way that China does things. Let's talk a little bit about Waymo's new facility in Mesa, Arizona, about 20 minutes east of Phoenix Airport, covering 240,000 square feet, started operations last October, and it outfits Jaguar I-Paces with Waymo's software and Waymo's sensor suite. The head of vehicle manufacturing says that their plan to increase that site greatly. We looked at our five-year plan and said, okay, to meet that, this facility will need to be capable of doing tens of thousands of cars per year. Currently, Waymo's production is small compared to a traditional car maker. Waymo's fleet of 1,500 robo-taxis provides 250,000 paid rides weekly, autonomously, about 24 rides per vehicle per day. Much more than a personal car is used, for instance. Once the Mesa factory reaches 10,000 vehicles a year, the fleet could handle around 250,000 daily, or 1.5 million rides weekly. At that level, Waymo expects annual revenue could be $2 billion, up from last year's $100 million. There's no doubt robo-taxis are a massive opportunity in some areas with people that don't mind not having their own car. The Mesa facility works with Magna. Now, Magna is a massive automotive engineering firm. They make or made the Jaguar I-Pace when it was in production. And they work, the I-Pace made in Graz in Austria. They're working with Waymo to convert these vehicles. Let's talk NIO subsidiary Onvo. Now, Onvo, much like NIO, do the whole battery swapping thing, and they have cut the battery upgrade fee for those Onvo vehicles. Onvo is a brand that I wouldn't say is, you know, massively struggling, but is not doing as well as they would like. And so they've cut the battery upgrade fee for their SUV in China. And so you can go from a 60 to an 85 kilowatt hour battery. It's in the same physical footprint of the car. And it's NIO's battery as a service program. Now, it used to cost like $400 to do the upgrade to the bigger battery. They have now reduced the price to a nominal one yuan, which is about 14 cents. It's like, it's a nominal fee just to pay something. It's a 99.9% reduction in costs. So the battery as a service model lets you lease the battery separately from the vehicle. The monthly rental is about $80 for the 60 kilowatt hour battery, and about $123 for the big pack, 85 kilowatt hours. With the new pricing, Onvo owners can upgrade battery size for effectively for free and just pay the increased monthly amount. There's no more upgrade fee. So now there's no penalty apart from the monthly fee, of course, because you're having a bigger battery. There's no fee now to say, well, actually, I'm going to go away for the weekend, or we're going to go away for a week and we're going to see family at a distance. And so I think we'll pop the big battery in the car. We'll go to a battery swap station. We'll have the 85 kilowatt hour. That'll just be allow us to have a bit more range, and we'll pay that for a month, and we'll pay that, and then we'll go back down to the smaller battery. So there's no upgrade fee anymore, just the amount, which is really interesting way of doing it. It works very well, by the way, in China. Despite these changes, Onvo has, it's like I say, not struggle is a bit of a strong word, but in January they delivered about 6,000 vehicles, about 4,000 in Feb, and about 4,000 or 5,000 or so in March, I think I remember. So, you know, it's below their targets of 15,000-20,000 vehicles a month, and so they're doing what they can to inspire some sales. Now, let's go to California. The California New Car Dealers Association is now looking into another partnership, and that is Sony Honda. So Sony Honda have got together to make the Aphelia, which is still a very strange name for a car. But anyway, the electric sedan, when it arrives, the Aphelia 1, is going to be sold directly. And now, unsurprisingly, the incredibly strong dealers association in the US, and particularly Canada, are saying this breaks the franchise laws. Back in January, Honda and Sony announced that they would sell the Aphelia model only through the website, bypassing dealerships. Californian regulations require brands that are linked to an established automaker to have a dealership. And the president of the Dealers Association, Brian Mass, so that they will investigate whether this is a Honda affiliate and should be sold through Honda dealerships. Of course, they will go, no, this is a Sony Honda, and write Sony in really big letters. It's a Sony Honda, and say the Honda bit very quietly and hope they get away with it. I don't know. Either way, the Aphelia 1 is priced exceptionally high, so they're not going to sell many of them anyway, but we'll wait and see. Talking of cars that cost a lot of money, Ferrari has planned to delay their first electric vehicle. They were going to reveal it on October 9th at Capital Markets Day for Ferrari, and the CEO Benedetto Vigna announcing back in February that we'll see the car then. However, they've changed plans, or rather clarified. They've clarified plans. What we will see will be bits of the car. So in the first phase, we will get to see the what they call technological heart. You and I call it a powertrain or motor, but Ferrari need to give it some emotion, and they're calling it the technological heart, the beating heart, the V8. No, it's electric, don't say that. No more details. The second phase will be early next year when we see the interior design, and then the global premiere sometime in 2026, or maybe. The phased approach delays the complete unveiling, it really only affects a handful of people who would have been pre-vetted anyway, probably got a handful of Ferraris in their garage. You can't just walk off the street and buy one of these early Ferraris, you know. You have to be known to the company and you have to say, can I buy one? No. No, you can't have one, but you can have one, because you have four of our cars. I mean, not always the way it works, but sometimes with supercars. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks as always to everybody on Patreon. I could not do this without you guys, the legends, the companies, the people, the individuals. Thank you so much. Our premium partners get a daily mention: Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.